welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So I hope everyone is having a strong start to Leo season, which officially actually began this past week. And Leo really brings in that fire, ambition, and optimism that I think many of us needed after a really intensely emotional Cancer season from mid-June to last week. So I'll get more into all of the juicy Leo season goodness and her tarot card of strength ruled by Leo in the monthly overview next week for August. But we are officially wrapping up our last week of July, which means we're still working with the energies of the seventh major arcana card, the Chariot. And in my deck, I illustrated the Chariot as Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball because this card really represents a hard-won victory that requires a great deal of focus and determination. But when we set our minds to it, it manifests very quickly and in a strong, effective manner. So if you've still been waiting on that forward motion, look for signs this week as the beginning of Leo season may have provided a bit more light and a bit more kind of clarity and inspiration to areas that may have been foggy and unclear leading up until now. So I still believe we're all kind of poised for that victorious win, and it may be coming through to you this week if you haven't seen the light at the end of the tunnel yet. We're also in our last week of our second card, which I pulled from the 2020 monthly overview back in January, and our second card for July is the Moon reversed. And this card indicates that we've probably been facing and working through a lot of fears, a lot of anxieties in order to see things more deeply. This often results in things showing up that cause us to kind of see things from a different perspective, see many things that we may have feared or had a very adverse reaction to may have been ghosts of the past or illusionary beliefs that we need to let go of that really don't serve us anymore. And the Moon reverse really works well with bringing that clarity to allow the Chariot victories to come through. So I've liked this combo all month. I have felt it personally benefit me. I've seen it in many client readings. So I hope that work that you did in Cancer season and maybe doing in the vein of the Moon reverse helps that victory of the Chariot come through to you this week. And for our card of the week, let's take a look. The World. Okay, this is the last of the journey. This card is an interesting one. I like it. I mean, you know me, I am the annoying optimist, but it's the last in the journey of the Fool because it's the 21st and the major arcana, which is, you know, the jewel completing the journey throughout the tarot. And in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, this card shows a woman and she's surrounded by a bull, a lion, an eagle, and kind of like this angel cherub figure. And we see that prior in the Wheel of Fortune, which is the 10th card, we see that same setup. And those four symbols kind of represent the cycle of life because they represent the four fixed signs and the four elements of the zodiac. And the chick in the middle of this card is also surrounded by this wreath. And that's kind of representing completion and integration in the cycle and stepping out of one finished phase so that we can move into that, into a new phase after that kind of completion and integration we've just achieved. This card is also ruled by Saturn, which I have a kind of a complicated relationship with Saturn, if you will. I often refer to this planet as the strict mean teacher of the zodiac. But Saturn, I mean, I will say Saturn teaches us important lessons that we really need to learn and master in order to move forward in our journey, in our ascension, in our evolution. And for that reason, in the deck that I drew, I drew this card as Betty White because to me, the World, it is that kind of like Fetty White vibe of success. Like, I did all the things I set out to do. I checked all the boxes. I learned the lessons. And now I'm just in that phase of doing whatever brings me joy. And I kind of always get that with the world of like, whew, we made it through a lot. And we now have a lot of awareness, a lot of understanding that we can move forward with a lot less density, a lot more clarity. And in that, we can seek the things and call in the things that really are aligned with this version of ourselves. So this week, what can you celebrate that you have completed? And what new stage are you about to step into that is exciting? This week's guest actually had a major world card moment when she exited her family business to launch the incredibly conscious and healing raw plant-based cacao bar brand, Honey Mamas. I'm so excited to chat with healer, creatrix, and founder of Honey Mamas, Christy Goldsby. Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Rebecca?
Good. So excited to talk to you today. I've been a huge fan of Honey Mamas. I discovered you and your product a few years ago. I was actually in PDX in Portland Airport, flying back to New York, and there's a cute little shop in there that has all of the like local Portland products. And so I was like, cool, what can I buy to bring back or how can I support? And then the Lavender Red Rose Bar, which is still my fave, I had that, and then I like ate it in the airport, and I think I went back and bought like 5 more. And I've been a huge fan ever since. So I wanted to just like, I have a million questions for you. I'm so excited to have you on. I kind of wanted to talk about how you began your company, what inspired you to create this product, and how that kind of unfolded and how it's grown from when you started a few years ago.
Well, first of all, I'm just super excited to meet you, and it's just such a thrill to be on. I love your work too. So mutual admiration is happening at this moment for sure. So with Honey Mamas, I had owned and operated a bakery and coffee roasting company in the early 2000s. And so I have this bakery experience. And I also grew up in a household where, it was all about the next meal and kind of we all were cooks. And I definitely grew up with that kind of influence in my world of like the kitchen was definitely happiness and a lot of joy and creativity happening there for kind of generational. And so I have that, I think, in my like DNA. And so I had a bakery and coffee roasting company with my mom and my sister and my husband. And during that time period, we kind of had this dream that we would kind of create a couple of really beautiful signature bakery goods that we all loved, that were family recipes, and how could we kind of share that with the world and then also create kind of this wonderful life for ourselves and have that feel kind of organic. So live in an organic way, doing an organic thing, and sharing with our community. And so we did that. And we had a farmer's market booth where we started at, and then we had a brick and mortar space down in the Mississippi area, which is just a really fun and was really an early developing area in Portland at that time. And I think to kind of just jump ahead, really, that business was so amazing. It was also kind of like an MBA for me, as I definitely was kind of the vision for the company, and we all worked in tandem. My mom was more the creative baker. And during that time period, we had this, always had a very close family, and having that bakery together was a pretty intense time for us as a family. All of the dark shadow sides came out from everybody, trying to work together. And so I ended up leaving the company after, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. I left after almost 5 years, and I had 2 little daughters at that point. And when I left, the reason that I left was really to kind of salvage the relationships with my mom and my sister, because it was just extremely strained, to say the least. And so that was not an easy choice. But healing journey and healing as kind of the central theme here, I think that it's something that is really important to talk about and to recognize as how impactful that is in our having awareness around how can we kind of turn these things that are incredibly challenging for us into this literally, not to be cliche, but like to turn that into an opportunity. And it's not like easy to do that. It takes, you know, quite a bit of time and pain to go through some of those things. And so I left the bakery, and I felt like I had been kind of interrupted in the middle of doing something that I loved tremendously. Not only was it kind of a life-giving experience just because it was really invigorating to have a business like that, but also I think that just on a emotional level, just to have that kind of interaction with as many people as I had in the community, I really loved all of that. And so I kind of randomly, my best friend at the time, right around the time I had left Blue Gardenia, which was the name of the bakery, she was going through a pretty severe health crisis. She had an autoimmune disease and was suffering from autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis, I think is what it's called. And it was degenerative. No doctors could figure it out. Her Tai Chi teacher recommended this diet called the body ecology diet that was a focus on kind of gut health and candida. So it was getting rid of kind of all of the yeast out of your body and focusing on gut health. And so she was going to do that because he said, you know, it had healed him at a certain point of his life when he was going through a health crisis. So she did that. And I said I would do it with her to support her. And I've always been interested in nutrition and wellness, but awful at sciences. And so I didn't go into nutrition. I'm much more of a creative brain Aquarian is what I am. And so I know. When I did that diet with her to kind of support her, and, you know, I have never really been able to eat sugar. I haven't, you know, at the bakery, I never could really eat any of the things we have ever since I was a little kid. I love like cakes and cookies and all those things, but I just have to be careful. I just have really huge dips in my energy. I get depression really easily and anxiety. And so I knew that, and I always experienced that like at the bakery and just my whole life. But when I did this cleanse with her, I completely had this huge aha at how I felt like a different person. Like about 2 weeks into the cleanse, I felt like I was super clear thinking. I had been having quite a bit of anxiety and depression, just kind of struggling from that separation and transition in my life of having to leave the business and working on relationships with my family and all of that stuff. And so it was a huge aha. And she turned her entire autoimmune disease around by through food, and realized that she had like major food allergies that they just hadn't diagnosed. I mean, this was 2010. So it wasn't, food allergies were kind of just coming into the consciousness. And so I was like, okay, you know, spent the next couple of years essentially trying to figure out how can I combine this world of the bakery world, which is all about connection, I think, to other people through food and through that kind of nostalgic experience of eating a piece of cake that your grandma makes for you or whatever, with this incredibly healing experience that I so much resonate from, a wellness kind of minded person and mover. And so I just set out to figure it out. So I thought, I want to create a business that's not a brick and mortar, that I actually can somehow be a part of a bigger conversation and just make a livelihood that's just for myself, where I'm not trying to necessarily have a bunch of business partners, but I really felt inspired to figure it out. And so I spent the next couple of years working on different recipe and business ideas around wellness, and long story short, ended up creating this recipe out of just a really strong influence for a while. I was looking into raw foods and just super turned on by the flavors and like the textures of all these beautiful kind of raw food desserts I was making. And that's where the recipe for the bars kind of came out of that time period. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, I had made a bunch of different things. I was going to do a cultured vegetable company that was a probiotic, you know, just gut health focused. And it was very practical. And I think the universe was kind of telling me, it was just giving me all the roadblocks. It was like, no, this is not right. No, this is not right. Just running into a lot of problems. And I made this recipe, and I took it to, I dance, and I took it to my dance class with my other girlfriends. And everybody was just like freaking out. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my, this is like the best thing I've ever had in my life. And So I really just feel like at that moment, I saw the packaging. I just like saw it in my brain. Like I was like, I knew I wanted to make it a square. I love Kit Kats. And so I love the idea of like doing it, you know, like kind of this like 3-bar thing. I don't know why. It's just like what came up for me. It's a very visual experience. And it was just a yes, yes. And then that was 2000, end of 2011. And then I launched the business a year later. So really at the very beginning of 2013, but I started getting accounts like right before that year. So that's kind of the story of the launch of the company. And
incredible. And thank you for sharing that, because, and I really respect and appreciate that you shared the kind of the challenges of leaving your previous family business. Because I think a lot of stories, or when we hear sound bites or we see them in the press, it's like, I had this great idea and now, oh my gosh, it's in Whole Foods and it's everywhere. And, you know, you don't really get to, and I love that you shared and you were so candid and transparent with, like, it was a healing journey. You had to do a lot of, you know, shadow work and come through that. And I was saying when we first connected that I love the product on a selfish level. It's just like freaking delicious and I love it. But on a kind of deeper level with that, the reason I wanted to talk to you on the podcast, in addition to just like, you know, supporting the brand, is I really see you as a healer, and I interview lots of healers, and people often ask me like, what does that look like? Is it all readers and psychics? Is it like Reiki healers? And I've had all of those, those professions on, but I think it's any way that we're, you know, offering, a service or a product that's helping to heal the collective. And I feel that even before I ever, you know, got to connect with you and your team in the product, because like you, I loved sugar, but because I struggle, that's so funny. I didn't know that about you. I struggle with anxiety and depression as well. And completely cleaned up my whole diet and became plant-based and saw the difference in that. And that was a couple of years ago. And I discovered your bars and just liked them, because I was like, oh, and they're pretty. And I'm a very visual person. And I was like, cool, they're from Portland. And when I completely became plant-based was when I like would always have them in my fridge, because I also feel like when we change our lifestyle for the better, it shouldn't have to be a sacrifice of like, oh, well now I can't have this thing that I enjoy. And you offer something that is a delicious like answer to kind of those sweet cravings and that dessert feel that really makes you feel so good internally as well. So I think you're just like such a powerful badass healer in creating this, and so grateful for you. And I know so many of my friends and clients that also like consume Honey Mamas love this brand. So thank you. My next question was kind of around when you were coming up with your flavor varieties, because I'm a big herbology nerd. I make a lot of like tinctures and like potions, because that was another thing when I stopped sugar, when I stopped drinking, I was like, how can I still enjoy things that come from that? So I would love to hear how you came up with the flavor profiles around that, and like what inspired some of your favorites and all of that good stuff.
I love it. That's a great question. Thank you. I came up with four when I first started, when I launched the company. So again, I wanted to create this like very simple platform with a simple ingredient deck, which just happened to be the bars themselves. Very simple. And the first one that I made was the Dutch bar, the yellow package, and it was literally the ingredients that I had in my cabinet. That became like this base recipe that I could kind of grow from. And so that recipe has, you know, a Dutch cocoa, which is very brownie like. It's like kind of a traditional yummy chocolate cakey type of flavor profile, with the sprouted almonds and coconut oil and the raw honey. And so I was like, okay, this literally tastes like eating a brownie. This is amazing. And it makes me feel amazing. So I was freaking out about that. I was freaking out about it so much. I loved it so much. And so it was like 3 p.m. I always get like the sugar craving at around 3. I'm like, do I want a cup of coffee? I don't want a cup of coffee. I don't really want green tea. I'll get way too wired. And so it's like this perfect thing. And so I that whole alchemy thing, I wanted to figure out a way to, I love chocolate mint. So mint to me, chocolate mint is, it's kind of my go-to. It's like whatever that whole cooling thing. I don't know what it is, but it really was very intuitive. So my process with creating the flavors has always been extremely intuitive. It's kind of like, what is coming up for me that feels like it wants to come out of into some formation. You know, that's really is how the process works. And so with those first four, I did the Dutch, the Oregon peppermint, the Mayan spice, which is cayenne pepper and Saigon cinnamon. And then because I just love that combination of, you know, it's kind of a traditional wonderful combination of, it's almost like a mole in many ways. And then the Peruvian raw, and the Peruvian raw to me was kind of about like, it was like, it's got this, a Peruvian cacao that's like super clean, very like got a lot of acidity. And I just love that kind of earthiness of that flavor profile. So that's the first four. And that was kind of how they came together. I was like, okay, these are the four, it's like a little family, you know, this is like this fourth group that I want to start with. And then from there, I literally have created a bar a year, with the last couple of years. Like there was a time period where the company started going into a stronger growth phase and I just didn't have the bandwidth to create a bar. But from there we did the, Coca Nonut was the next bar that was created. And really I was solving a problem for a lot of consumers that had nut allergies. Cause at first they all had sprouted almonds in them. So I called that Coca Nonut, back in the day, and that's the orange package one. And I was like, what can I put in there that's not almonds that is delicious, you know? And I kind of started playing around with ideas, and coconut came up for me immediately. And I just made coconut butter, out of shredded, medium shred coconut. And I just fell in love. Like I actually couldn't stop eating the coconut when I first made it. I ate like this whole huge bag of these cut up samples and my mouth got right. So much of it was delicious. And then the lavender red rose, that one came about, you know, it was funny because one of my first employees, Lisa Walker, she's this beautiful, talk about a healer. I mean, she's like I think she's a midwife now. I haven't talked to her for a while, but she and I were playing around. I'm like, okay, I need to come up with a new flavor. And we were just talking back and forth. And she's like, what about a lavender one? I'm like, I'm not like a big lavender chocolate fan. And she's like, let's just try it. And so we started playing around, and I think that there was probably like 15 to 20 different lavenders that we played with before we found this one that was like foresty and like not like soapy or, you know, that traditional flavor.
That very mild. Yeah, because that's my favorite one. And lavender is like, it's tricky because I have that with making like elixirs. It's like, oh, like a little bit goes a long way and you have to find. And it's like, that's my absolute favorite is the rose lavender one. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And just the rose petals. I think that was what I was saying to her, because I'm a rose person. Like all of my lotions are rose. I love essential oil of rose. Rose is kind of my fave. And so that was kind of how that one came about. And I feel like by far it's the most, I would say, like healing of all the, you know, of all the flavors. It's so nurturing. And at the time too, right after that one was developed, you know, I ended up hiring a few more people, and we at one point had like 5 Reiki workers in the kitchen who were making the bars. And I was like, we are putting some seriously good juju into these bars.
I love hearing that. You can feel it. I really feel that, especially, you know, it's more it's more top of mind when you consume a service of like, oh, you can feel their energy. But I definitely, in especially something that you eat, but consuming any product, you can feel the energy behind it. And there is so much love and so much healing in it. I eventually want to switch this over to a YouTube, and then the audio goes to my podcast, so people aren't going to be able to see this, but this is the one that I always have, the and I cut it into like, then I have people over, I cut the bars up into like those little squares, and it's such a good like little treat. And even like throughout the day, that's kind of my, like when you were saying, if you don't want a matcha or like, you know, like something really caffeinated, but you're craving that, like I'll just have like one or two of the pieces during the day. And it's so amazing. And I think it's a great gift too, because I think intentionally with the herbs of like the rose lavender combo is very like Venus, lavender is ruled by Mercury. So kind of that expression of love. And I think of the Empress card in tarot of kind of that, like bringing that out. So I give this one as a gift a lot. I like, that's my fave. And then I like the, the ginger cardamom one a lot too, because that has kind of a lot of Mercury energy, and that to me is like the magician of like putting that like out to the world, and like if you want to kickstart something. So yeah, I kind of eat them as I'm thinking of what I want to kind of manifest for that time period, or if I'm giving it to someone. And that's what I love about your ingredients, in addition to just being like raw and all natural and plant-based, is I'm like, oh, there's definitely a lot of love and a lot of healing in there. So I love that about it. So the other thing I wanted to kind of just ask, because this has been such a huge shift, obviously, the past 4 or 5 months for everyone, because you've had such a kind of intense healing journey leading up to even starting your company.
Yeah.
How did that either prepare you, or were there things that you went through in this time that have kind of inspired or caused any shifts or new directions with you and with Honey Mamas?
It's just such a great question. I'm still so processing everything that's happening at this moment. You know, I think that the immediate answer that comes up for me around that is that I did salvage the relationships with my family. I'm still very close with my sister, and you know, it is one of these things where I think, if anything, that was the beginning for me of kind of self-actualization in many ways, and kind of becoming a whole person and really differentiating from my family and kind of just being myself. And so along with that, I think that what has come out of those years of struggle, and also just of having this company, is this being a whole person in the world. And there's so much about that that is nurturing my own, being aware and nurturing my own vision and who I'm wanting to be. And then also the connection to other people. And I think that that's a really huge part kind of what Honey Mamas, I think, is all about, is there's this natural tendency that people like to share the bar. You know, it's like, oh, here's this thing, I want to like share this with somebody. It's like getting, I don't know what, you know, it's that, whatever that is, that little magic that's in there. But that really is, you know, it's what I liked about having the bakery, was this feeling of connection to other people in this way that was like fully life-giving. You know, people come into a space and you have this exchange with them. And especially when it's through food, like, you know, something sweet, like I was saying earlier. And I just feel like how that translates in a life kind of way is that I feel like that the struggle that happened with the business that I left with my family, I healed myself through being able to create something and heal that like little wound place there. Now with everything that's going on with COVID, I feel like that the world is just kind of like a massive pause and reset button. It's like excavation happening, where we're all kind of like being forced to look at, okay, what is your life? What is happening around you? Who are you connected to? What matters about those relationships, and what do you need to let go of? And that happened for me a lot during this time where I've just been at home, working from home so much. And I'm an introvert, really. And so for me, it's been incredibly personally healing in that way, of having more time to just kind of be me and be like, just be, honestly. Now, as far as kind of the company goes and the civil unrest and like all the other things that are going on, I feel like there is this stripping away and this revealing of the truth right now. And so on so many levels. And so it's affected me in the way that it's helped me to obviously continue to kind of grow and understand how I can continue to be better in the world, be more active, be more involved with kind of with the change of not just myself, but also like proactively involved in extending that, and consciously through the business, how can we actually begin to really extend that in new ways? And I'm invigorated by that opportunity, because I just think that it's so important. So it's just, there's like this connection of web that's happening for people. Like, who are your people? What do you find there? And that's just, I don't know. There's just like a huge piece there that is both personal and, you know, from a business standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's really interesting. I'm in the middle of New York City and it's been such a crazy time. And I, on the flip side, am like an extreme extrovert, which is, I know it's rare to be like a city and extroverted witch. It's like, I'm the rare bird, but it's been like interesting from that perspective of once that was flipped on its head, as a healer, how do I still do my work, maintain the highest frequency, and how can I shift in how I work? Same thing you're saying with your company, like obvious things from going virtual, but how do I, you know, really connect with people? And one of the things that you just shared that I think is happening to many, many people, that kind of cleansing and resetting in many ways, and of the relationships we have, things that we're not serving or we're not aligned, kind of allowing them and like giving gratitude for the time they served and allowing them to exit and being open to those new connections. I'm so happy to have connected with you and Kayla in this time. And I feel like I found so many amazing healers like through, and that's why as much as people will trash Instagram and like, you know, online things, I'm like, I found amazing people that I've connected with that really, you know, kind of is that like a light worker family of healers in this time. So a lot of incredible energy and healers have come into me at this time, and I'm so grateful for that. But no, that's incredible to hear, and I'm excited for the expansion of your business and your brand. I am definitely a huge fan. I always say there's a couple of brands that I work with, and it always started that I was a big customer first. You know, because I was in fashion for so long that like from my perspective, this is just my own perspective, but it was very image based and very like things that were not aligned for me. So then when I came into doing tarot and healing full time, I'm like, I'm only ever going to share things that have benefited my life in a positive way. And I truly believe that they will provide healing to others. So I'm so grateful to be working with Honey Mamas. It's like legit my fave. It was, like I said, it was my go-to dessert when I shipped my whole life over and still gave me that like, oh, I don't have to sacrifice. I can still be good to my body and have some, you know, luxurious and delicious desserts. So I'm so grateful for you. Yeah, I think we're at the end of the half hour, but I did just want to touch base on the giveaway that we're doing together. So yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're going to, so we're going to be sharing, it's a combination of my Badass Bitches tarot deck and the Honey Mamas 9-pack sampler. And then because it is a Leo season giveaway, we're just in the beginning of Leo season. And this is going to be posted on my Instagram. So it's going to be the 9-pack sampler, the Dutch cacao bar, because that was your OG. And you said this is kind of like to you representing ambition. And also, as soon as you said that, I was like, this is actually like, you're so on it because this is the perfect bar for Leo season, because it's Leo is ruled by the strength card in tarot. It's very heart chakra opening, and cacao is like, you know, that heart chakra opener. So I'm like, this is the perfect Leo bar, and it represents ambition because it was your first one. So that you guys are also giving us a tote and a t-shirt and some vouchers. So overall, this is like $150 value giveaway. So everyone, all of my listeners, follow to win this, follow at Cardi B, Avi, at Honey Mamas, and like our post. And if we are going to select the winner by August 1st for this, and you will get your goodies if you win. So very excited for that as well.
That's so fun.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. What a pleasure.
Yes. So honored to be collaborating with you, and just so grateful for the work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rebecca. It's been really, really nice talking with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
As you can probably tell, I'm legit obsessed with Honey Mamas. They are so incredible and truly so nourishing. And I love just like the consciousness and the healing that Christy brings to this product. So if you haven't tried them, I highly recommend it. If you want the opportunity to win a bunch of amazing bars for free and a tarot deck, check out my most recent post on @CardsyB. And before we head out, just wanted to quickly recap our cards of the week. We're in our very last week of July, so we're still working with the Chariot, bringing in some well-deserved wins. If you haven't experienced them, this is the week that we're going to get some good news. We're going to make some headway. This month also brings us the Moon Reverse, so our last week of this card, rewarding us for any of that shadow work we likely did throughout June and early July.
that is going to bring in some clarity and provide signs that may give us, you know, stronger direction moving forward, especially in dream work. And this week brings us The World, ruled by Saturn, and Betty White in the deck I created, reminding us to celebrate the cycles that we have completed in this time and to ask what we've learned and what are we excited about involving new opportunities and what's on the horizon. As always, I will be doing my Instagram Live this Monday at 7:30. So if you want a chance to get a free live mini reading, check it out Monday, 7:30 Eastern. And you can also write questions through in advance if you're unable to attend. It's always up for 24 hours. So you can DM me or message me at badassbitchestarot.com. A big thank you to Christy for joining us today. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.